Continuing the stellar play on the road, the Powassan Voodoos downed the Greater Sudbury Cubs 5-2 Thursday, April 18 in the opening game of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Championship Series, at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. The result sees Powassan win their sixth straightaway matchup of the playoffs. It was a good night for the North Bay area and a bad one for Greater Sudbury in terms of hockey action Thursday evening, as the Sudbury Wolves were eliminated from the playoffs by the North Bay Battalion. Vying for chances in the opening period, it was the visiting Voodoos who struck first late in the session to take a 1-0 lead into the intermission. Fresh off notching a late-game winner to close out their East Division series with Timmins, Zach Turner stuffed in a loose puck off a couple of chances generated by Dylan McElhinney at 18:45 that had Greater Sudbury's Noah Mativier out of his crease. Moving to the middle stanza, the Powassan power play went to work and saw them go up by a pair, just over 4 minutes in, as Chase Thompson's pass from the sideboards found Alex Little dashing down the slot and saw him rip a shot by the blocker of Mativier. Another man advantage right after that aided in a third Voodoo's tally, that featured Raith Smith converting by roofing a short side attempt from a sharp angle, into the net, at 5:39. It also resulted in Greater Sudbury opting to make a goaltending change, with backup Noah Bolin entering in relief. Up a skater themselves nearing the midway point of the proceedings, Hudson Citteroni corralled a pinballing puck and tucked in a backhand past a downed Daniel Diracolo in the Powassan crease. Little had a great chance to put the guests back up three, as he went in alone while shorthanded, after a Cubs defender had fallen, only to be denied by a big pad save by Bolin. He did, however, collect a pivotal marker in the final moments of the frame, as he broke out of his own zone on a 2-on-1 and while flying down the right side, scooped up his own rebound, and sent a sizzler past Bolin at 19:53. In the third, Diracolo thwarted a quality chance moments in to keep it 4-1. The home side did answer with a man advantage effort off the stick of Cameron Walker, as he snagged the leftovers off a Marshall McCharles chance and snapped it in from the right side, with just over 15 minutes to play. Keeping his club in it, Bolin denied Smith on a breakaway to hold the hosts close. Getting their goalkeeper out with 4:05 to play, the Cubs pressed the pace in an effort to draw closer, but in the end Powassan held on before eventually sealing the result with a Thompson empty netter with 30 seconds to play. Game 2 goes Friday back in Sudbury at 7:05 p.m., and on flohockey.tv. The NoJHL winner will move on to compete in the Centennial Cup Canadian National Junior A Championship May 9-19 in Oakville, Ontario.